Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Australia, Sydney rally supports 350 million Chinese who have quit the Chinese Communist Party. Italy and Slovenia, introducing ancient meditation practice in high schools. Canada, documentary Painful Truth, The Falun Gong Genocide, screened in Winnipeg. From Fear to Faith, A Man's Recovery from Coronavirus Symptoms. London, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in Chinatown. And Melbourne, Falun Dafa adds beauty to the Australia Day Parade. Now for the stories.
Australia. Sydney rally supports 350 million Chinese who have quit the Chinese Communist Party. Elected officials and community leaders joined Falun Gong practitioners in Sydney on January 31, 2020, to celebrate 350 million Chinese citizens quitting the Chinese Communist Party and its youth associations. A rally was held in front of Sydney's Custom House. Several guests braved the scorching sun to give speeches condemning the regime's brutal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Hong Kong citizens, and praised the courageous Chinese people who have renounced their memberships in the party. John Deller, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association in Australia, spoke at the rally. In Australia, a beautiful and free country, people speak out for human rights without fear. The members of parliament whom I met with yesterday asked me to convey their best wishes to Falun Gong. They expressed gratitude to Falun Gong's contributions to Australian society. Today we gather to celebrate 350 million withdrawals from the CCP. This figure has great significance. Mr. Della pointed out, for more than two decades, Falun Gong practitioners have been tortured in China for following the teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. They are murdered for their organs. This is an appalling betrayal of humans' innate kind nature. When Chinese citizens wake up to the evil nature of the CCP, it is natural they will seek ways to be pardoned and distance themselves from the fate of the party, which will be held accountable for its crimes. In her speech, Sophie York, a lawyer and lecturer on public international law and legal philosophy, cited examples such as the illegal detention of Falun Gong practitioners, organ harvesting, and Uyghurs locked up in concentration camps to underscore the nature of the CCP. Don't count on the CCP to give up its evil ways, Miss York said. Their human rights record has worsened over the past years. The regime is getting better at covering up their crimes, blocking information, and repressing those who dare to speak the truth. She called on the Australian government to do more in exposing the CCP's human rights violations, follow in the US's steps to punish crimes against humanity, freeze perpetrators' assets in Australia, and stop them from entering the country. Australia's technological development should not be used to serve the regime's human rights tyranny. Our medical advancements should not be used for organ harvesting. Don't help the CCP monitor its citizens. Miss York concluded, while we enjoy freedom and democracy, let's not forget those who fight for justice and never give up. Please believe justice will prevail.
Italy and Slovenia, introducing ancient meditation practice in high schools. European Falun Dafa practitioners went to several high schools during the past several weeks and introduced to students and teachers a meditation whose practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Italy. Students at one of the best language high schools in Salerno, southern Italy, which is renowned for its academic performance, which attracts many talented students from nearby regions, recently heard about traditional Chinese culture and the damage done by the Chinese Communist Party during recent decades. Falandafa informational materials were also provided to all of the students. Practitioners gave an exercise demonstration to students on January 30, 2020, shared their personal stories of physical benefits and moral improvements, and answered questions. Curious about the benefits of mind and body, the students were interested in watching the exercises and learning the movements. One student said, "I could feel a strong energy and inner peace." Another student asked the teachers, "Can we have more sessions like this to keep learning?" Slovenia. East of Italy in Slovenia of Central Europe, Falandafa practitioners went to a language school in Kamnik to teach the Falandafa exercises. About 150 students and teachers from 5 classes attended the event, and they learned the first 4 sets of the exercises. The students were able to calm down during the teaching session. They applauded the practitioners for helping them. One of the sports teachers participated in all the sessions and said that he enjoyed the practice very much. He said, "I could feel the energy in my body. I hope that we can have something like this every year, especially during times like now, as young people definitely need something like this."
Canada. Documentary Painful Truth, The Falun Gong Genocide, screened in Winnipeg. Painful Truth, The Falun Gong Genocide was screened at the Burnie Theatre on January 9, 2020. The documentary was produced by Canadian film company Never Again Productions and is based on the scientific research paper Cold Genocide, Falun Gong in China by Professor Maria Cheung of the University of Manitoba and others. Many audience members were shocked to learn that such a cruel and large-scale persecution had persisted for so many years and is still ongoing. Professor Cheung and human rights lawyer David Mattis met with the audience during an open forum after the screening and answered questions. Mr. Mattis said, "This film makes a distinctive contribution to the documentary series on this issue because of the progression it shows from torture to organ harvesting, one of the constant struggles we have to face in raising public awareness is incredibly that the killing of innocents for their organs on an industrial scale could be happening. One even sees the incredulity in the film. One answer to how this abuse could be happening is the progressive brutalization through torture, which the film graphically and eloquently depicts. Torture is not only a harm, it is also a threat. Torturers do not want to leave their threats empty by doing nothing to those who resist torture. But what will they do? For China, the film answers that question." One audience member said that the film was extremely well done. He said the discussion afterward with the producer and David Mattis was very informative. "The message that I got was that because the people of China are muted by the authoritarian government, they cannot speak up. And because they cannot speak up, we who live in a country where free speech is the norm must speak on behalf of the victims of the Chinese state. That is our responsibility. I very much enjoyed the Falun Gong demonstration at the beginning, which also helped create a peaceful atmosphere." Another viewer said, "The documentary was brilliant and brought the truth to light," and said, "Everyone needs to see this to understand what is really going on around them. We need to stand together and do our parts in helping this world be a better place."
From Fear to Faith, A Man's Recovery from Coronavirus Symptoms. A Falandafa practitioner recently shared the story of Zhang, who had recovered from the coronavirus. Zhang had been to Wuhan, Hubei province, before the Chinese New Year. Upon arriving there, he found that the coronavirus epidemic was already at a very serious stage. Within several days, one heard that the city would be shut down, and it was already very difficult to get out. "Staying here means death," thought Zhang. "Leaving here may mean death too, but at least better than being trapped and dying here." He managed to flee to a nearby city, but after arriving, he heard that this city would also be shut down. Without stopping, he went on to another province. He knew that no hospital would send an emergency vehicle to rescue him, nor, given his condition, could he go to a hospital by himself. The feeling of being abandoned left him in despair. It seemed that no one was able or willing to help him, no matter how hard he tried. Terrified, in panic, he called home and said to his 7-year-old son, "Daddy is sick, and I may not see you again." Jang's son, wife, and mother-in-law are all Falun Dafa practitioners. Unable to come and stay with him, they were also worried and kept encouraging him. His son repeatedly said, "Dad, please recite, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Promise me you will do that, okay?" At that moment, Jang remembered Falun Dafa and assured his son he would recite the 2 sentences. From his family, he knew the practice was well accepted in over 100 countries. He had heard countless examples about others who, when faced with emergencies or disasters, recited the phrases his son mentioned and had been saved. It had really worked, and thus he saw hope. Having been brainwashed by the CCP for a long time, however, he did not really believe in Dafa and had even made some negative remarks in the past. But when facing real danger, Jang finally awakened. He realized that when one truly believes in Dafa and embraces the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he or she will receive blessings and be saved. The entire family had a difficult, long night. The family received his phone call again. The fever was gone, but he was soaked in sweat. "I am still weak, and I cannot get up," Jang said. "But I am okay now. Please don't worry about me." Everyone in the family was thrilled. His mother-in-law shed tears of joy. Jang is sincerely grateful that Falun Dafa gave him a second life.
London, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in Chinatown. Falun Gong practitioners held an all-day activity in London's Chinatown on Saturday, February 1st, 2020. They demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, distributed flyers, and collected signatures for a petition asking the UK government to help in the human rights abuses in China. They explained the benefits of practicing Falun Gong to people and explained the campaign by the Chinese Communist Party of persecution against practitioners in China. Susan and her husband Ian are from Cambridge and were visiting London. They paused to watch practitioners do the Falun Gong exercises and read the information boards. She said that she heard of the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners, but said it was her first time linking the victims of these acts with the peaceful practitioners in front of her eyes. Ian encouraged practitioners to continue their efforts. He said, "I think more people should hear your voice. Changing the current plight needs faster spreading of the information. Keep up the good work." They both signed the petition calling for the UK government and international community to help stop the CCP's persecution and the live organ harvesting. Falun Gong practitioners have been continuing their true clarification efforts in London's Chinatown throughout the winter. They distributed nearly 15,000 flyers on January 25th and 26th, the first 2 days of the Chinese Lunar New Year. Practitioners have added some information about the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic from the Epoch Times and NTD television to their audio broadcasts in Chinatown. A practitioner named Jack, who has clarified the truth in Chinatown for many years, said he noticed Chinese visitors have become more friendly to practitioners over the last 2 weeks since news of the virus broke. He said he wished more Chinese people could openly recognize the nature of the CCP and quit their party memberships so that they could have a safe future.
Melbourne. Falun Dafa adds beauty to the Australia Day Parade. More than 100 Falun Dafa practitioners participated in Melbourne's annual Australia Day Parade to celebrate the national holiday on January 26, 2020. After the parade, Falun Dafa practitioners took a group photo to be used as a greeting to wish Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, a happy Chinese New Year. Mr. Guo Jian, supervisor of the Chinese Democratic Movement, Melbourne Alliance, was very happy to see the Falun Dafa procession in the parade, and especially happy to see so many Western Falun Gong practitioners. He said, "I think that now, with how the communist regime has treated China with the Wuhan coronavirus, is the best time to promote Falun Dafa, the best opportunity to let people see the power of faith and see a righteous way in the human world." He said that Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are very important universal principles in today's world. Richard Blair, who works at a school in Geelong, said he couldn't take his eyes away from the Falun Dafa group. "Out of all the performances, this was the best float for me, the best performance group. All of the parade groups are good, but this stands out." He explained that he signed the petition because Falun Gong practitioners put forth great effort to promote important values. "I am very passionate about what these people do. I want to support it," he said. "I want to see that people in China can perform what they performed here today. The government of China should not send people to jail because of doing this Falun Dafa. For me, that is wrong." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.